I'm from Davenport, North Dakota. I went to high school in Kinder, North Dakota, and I am the used bag equipment manager for Butler Machinery.
All right. So, Brock, tell me a little bit about how you kind of got first involved in the FFA organization.
My dad was in FFA when he was in high school, and my grandpa before him. And so I kind of, my family had a long history being involved in FFA. When I was younger, I used to go to our chapter did PAL. Oh, I can't remember how old we were when we were doing that. It was maybe second, third, fourth grade, something like that. So that was kind of my first flavor of FFA was going through PAL, which was a lot of fun doing that after school. And then I was always interested in ag. I grew up on a farm. My family still farms today, so I've always been around agriculture. So it was always something that I knew I wanted to do just because of family history. And I, you know, Kindred always had a strong FFA chapter. I thought involvement was really good. And had great ag teachers, great boy ag teachers when I was there as well, who were fun to be around. So I got started right when I could. In seventh grade, there was when I started doing crop judging, is what they called it at the time. That was my first start in FFA.
When you think about all your experiences, I mean, what do you remember the most, and what were some key milestones?
I would say my biggest milestone was achieving the American, getting my American degree. Me and a couple buddies drove down to Louisville to get our American degrees. That's by far my biggest milestone. I believe it's less than 1% of FFA members achieve the American degree, so that was very cool. I'm very happy that I did that. I'm also very happy that we made the trip down and got to walk across the stage. I really enjoyed CDEs, parliamentary procedure, ag sales. Those two were my most favorite. When I was in high school, we won parliamentary procedure. We went on to nationals. We won state. And then we also won agricultural sales as well as the team went on to nationals. And at nationals, we played second as a team, and I ended up placing second overall individually in the ag sales contest.
So you probably had like a supervised agriculture experience project. Tell me a little bit about that.
My SAE was working on the family farm, helping out dad and my uncle. So I did my SAE around their operation. I remember it was a lot of bookkeeping and bookwork and that kind of stuff that needed to be filled out in order to get everything submitted and completed for those SAE projects. But it was a lot of fun because it gave you a taste of what farming is actually like on the, you know, on the back end. It's not just running equipment or turning wrenches in the shop. There's a lot of time sat behind a desk and a computer working out your books.
When you look back on all your years of FFA and your experiences in them, I mean, how did FFA help shape you into kind of what you're doing and the person you are today?
I think every day I use skills that I learned in FFA. I've definitely used it in my career up to this point. Like I said, I was involved in the agricultural sales CDE. What I do today is I work on the sales side of our business at Butler. I'm in charge of all the used ag equipment that we have, and what comes along with that is putting values on machines and working through deals with the sales guys and purchasing equipment, selling equipment outside of territory. So, I mean, I'm using that portion every day. I learned leadership skills and how to be an effective communicator. So I put those things to use, I would say, every day in my personal and my professional life. I have a lot of my success professionally today that I can attribute to my time spent in FFA.
Is there anything else you wanted to share about your experiences in FFA?
I would highly recommend if anyone has kids or people in their family they know of who might be apprehensive about joining FFA or just attending a meeting or wanting to get involved and not sure about it, I would highly recommend it. I tell people all the time what it's done for me, the doors that it's opened and how marketable it has made me as an individual. Like I said, in the professional side of the world, once you get out of high school, once you get out of college, when you enter the real world, it's not just something to put on a resume. I mean, it helps develop real skills